We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Same thing that we've had all week where the temperatures are decent, right? Once we got by the back-to-back storms late Sunday, late Monday, we haven't had 92 every single day. But the problem is the air quality. At one point this morning, we had the second worst air quality on the planet. That's not good. It's 76. The air quality alert is until 5. And if you get to the northern part of the state, it's later than that. There's basically no chance of rain Saturday, only a 20% chance of rain for a number of days going forward. We do get back in the upper 80s late next week. But how about just 82 and decent air? What a novel concept that would be. You can follow us on Twitter. You know, yesterday, we can pop the music. Well, let me do this when we come back before Am I Wrong? So then I'll appease Harrigan. So I'll shrink into your time a little bit. So hit the button so we can rejoin the podcast here. Okay, so yesterday I spent a lot of time about this time. It was actually the start of the 1 o'clock hour talking about just what a sad, sad day it was for us Wednesday when we said goodbye to our Charlie, our English Springer Spaniel, 14 years plus, and we let him go with dignity. He's still with me. I brought his collar with me today. It's in my office. So the idea that I'm over this, I'm a little better. I am. I was bothered yesterday when Kathleen and Hunter and Griffin were doing better than me, but then I saw Kathleen today and she's struggling. So it's not like I feel good about that. I was like, I'm going to get to signs, okay, because we're going to do that Monday. Because Hunter's already had something where he thought was a sign from Charlie. I'm going to get to this Monday. But if you want to see a picture of Charlie, because I received some emails from people, okay, thanks so much for talking about that. We can identify, because I know so many people can identify with saying goodbye to a pet. It's just one of the worst things that we're all going to face. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. We'll get into serious stuff. We'll probably bug you a little bit. We'll get into nonsense, have some fun. It's a little bit like the show. Now, Instagram is much lighter. It's just pictures. I'll probably post another Charlie picture maybe later today or tomorrow. You're on, too. I believe I have it. Lindsay EY Brown 35. I think I have you correct. Is that
yes,
right?
Lynn's Brown 35 on the Twitter
machine. So is it Lynn's Brown or
Lindsay? Oh, you know what? That might be my TikTok. I think it is Lindsay Brown 35.
Yeah.
It's my professional
name. So I know your follow, how I can track you down on Twitter better than you know how to track yourself down.
Just shows you how interested I am in maintaining a brand.
Yeah. That's maybe troubling for me or troubling for you. Lindsay Brown 35, then podcast. Anywhere you can sign up for a podcast, do it. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, Lindsay, filling in Dave back. We'll give you smaller segments, interviews, half hours, hours, however you want to consume the show. All right, hit the button. Let's go with Am I Wrong? Uh-oh, where did it go? There we go. Oh, that's no, that's not it. Whoa.
That's not even the open. I'm kind of thrown because I thought this was at 235. Here it is.
Mm. I mean, a lot of humility here. Now, he also has this little part of the Am I Wrong thing where he wants to separate you and others from the Am I Wrong committee. Do you have that?
I have that. Would you like me to play that?
I think
as well?
You have to play that before.
Okay.
Because you're no longer, you're not a part of the Am I Wrong committee. This is just, you're on your own. Or did you form your own committee?
I would never move against the original committee. I would never do that.
So go ahead, play this other one that Harrigan has.
So the way my schedule has worked out of late.
Is this it?
There it is.
I don't think that's
it. That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I mean, how many more opens? How many more opens can we have to the Am I Wrong segment?
Let's get to the bit.
All right. What do you got, Brown? Let's go.
What do I got? All right. As you know, over the last few weeks, I've been merging cat households. Or maybe you don't know that because you haven't been here last Friday.
I don't think I know
that. You know that I moved. And so I've moved.
Both of us have moved recently.
We both have moved. I have a cat named Halsey. Halsey, just like the singer.
Singer, yeah.
And then my partner.
Quentin, big fan of Halsey.
That is awesome. Me and Quentin got to hang out. If he really likes Halsey, really got to hang out.
Yep.
So there's Halsey, my cat, and then there is also Gus and Betsy. And Halsey...
All cats?
All cats. All
so
cats.
You
two
hate
girls,
dogs.
One boys. Yeah. I love dogs. They're just a lot more work, and they never learn how to feed themselves or take themselves to the bathroom. Toddlers are better. You can teach them. Anyways, the cats...
Wow.
Am I wrong for nicknaming my cat Halsey Phyllis after Phyllis Schlafly because she's always trying to stir up unnecessary, nay, subversive, anti-connection trouble?
That's deep. That's deep.
It is deep.
Okay.
That's what I am, Chad.
Phyllis, first of all, 651-461-9226. What has happened to the name Phyllis? Because the name Phyllis is gone. Phyllis George? Phyllis Diller, obviously Phyllis Schlafly. That's kind of
maybe she's the
her heyday.
Why.
Her heyday is the '70s, right?
Yes, yes. Right
I
around the
woman.
Time they were trying to pass the ERA.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Mm-hmm. She was less about the roaring and more about getting back into the house, and so that's why she likes to stir things up. Even though everybody seems to be moving in a different direction.
Well, I don't know if I go that. I think there's some people think it's better when. The woman is back.
Well, exactly. That's what, it's all been kicked off, and it's been going on for decades, step by step, Chad. And so, am I wrong?
I think it's a very la-di-da nickname. I also think it's very confusing to a pet. When you give a pet a nickname, it's also hit and miss when a cat will actually respond to the name. Now, does Halsey in particular, Halsey male, female?
Female.
Are all the cats females? Or
two girls, one boy.
Two girls, one boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking open relationships yesterday. Maybe that's what you have right there at your house.
Yeah, perhaps. We're just looking for avoidance at this point, tolerance.
I think you're showing off your intellectual depth.
I like to do that sometimes.
Yeah, by going with the 70s to some cultural icon, to some cultural hater.
Right.
So I think you're separating your shoulder, patting yourself on the back with a 70s figure to say, hey, even if I wasn't around back then, I know my history.
Because you know what
annoys me when people say, let's say they're in their 30s. You're 33, right?
I am in my 30s.
Where someone will say, okay, what did you think of the Rockford? Let's go with the Rockford Files, right? Mm-hmm. Great show. If someone says, I wasn't around then. And you're like, it's on 17 networks right now. Or, God, the 60s were turbulent, weren't they? I'm like, well. I wasn't around that. Oh, there's no history books. See, you.
I like to read those.
Pay attention.
Yes.
To what's happened before.
Yep.
Smart, astute decision.
Oh, thank you. I just think a lot of the spirals we're going through right now have been gone through before. And so you try to see how those go through.
Just go back to Halsey. Come on.
Okay.
No nicknames for a cat.
All right. Am I wrong that everyone has spent at least one birthday at a rainforest cafe? You know the smell. You know the frog.
Oh, I do. I do. I do.
Moist.
How about as this one? Has Mall of America ever had a restaurant that on the 0 to 10 scale we'd say is at least an 8+? Because then the answer is no. Am I wrong?
I don't think so. Is there ever...
Come on, Johnny Rockets. Don't slander Johnny Rockets like that on these
not
airwaves.
Not an eight. Okay, let's get out of here. Serviceable, especially if you're out there with your children and you're deciding if you want to strangle them because they're going nuts and you're thinking, I probably shouldn't strangle my kids. So how about giving them a burger and a shake and then they'll shut up before I harm myself? Rainforest Cafe. No, I've not been there for a birthday party, but when the kids were younger, there were many trips to MOA.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, just I found the Rainforest Cafe. Is the Rainforest Cafe still there?
I think so.
So they don't need me if they're still there. I always found it very annoying.
Why?
I don't need the fake sounds.
Okay. You don't like the
I don't
background.
Need that. I mean, Adam's used to people being with him and faking sounds. He probably liked it. I don't need the weird fake forest. The word moist, by the way, you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the word moist annoy you?
It does not.
Thank God.
Reaction.
You're an adult.
Thank you.
But I think you're right at Rainforest Cafe. You're in there, and because of the fake rain and the fake parakeets and stuff, it does have a moist feeling. And you know what I've decided? My food should be moist.
Mm-hmm.
My restaurant should not be moist.
Hmm.
How many birthday parties approximately have you spit at the Rainforest?
At least one, including the bowling alley, the Game Works. It was a great year that year.
Now, Game Works, there have been a lot.
Rest in power.
A lot of birthday parties there. Also, Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For
what
me,
was, like the Bolero or Bolaroo.
I would say, considering Quinny loving video games, I can't count how many birthday parties and get-togethers we've had at Dave and Buster's. So many that it should be Dave, Buster's, and Quinton's now.
Is he a Ticketmaster?
Oh, God. Well, we got the card now, so we don't have
sure.
to keep track.
Does he know which games you go to hustle? Like the one where it pushes the coins forward and you just got to give it a little love tap so it falls and then the coins fall down?
No, we're pierced. Okay, we believe in, apparently you believe in cheating. We're not in that area. You know what else doesn't believe in cheating? Aquarius. Aquarius believes in providing what you need every day at your house or your cabin. For me, I make that point. I start the day going to my Kinetico drinking water system, and I have water. I know, Lindsey Brown, I know most of you are hypnotized by coffee. You can't stop. Big coffee dominates you. So if you have a Kinetico drinking water system, you go to that great Kinetico drinking water system, get the water, and set up for your coffee. And that's how, I mean, billions start their day. But do you know about the water at your house? I do, because I have that Kinetico drinking water system from Aquarius. You also want to look at that utility room. And if you're uncertain what is working, what's not performing at a high level, AquariusHomeServices.com can work and improve or replace anything in that utility room. But we better not forget the water softener, because you want your clothes to feel fresh and soft when they come out. You don't want streaks in the dishes. And when you're taking a shower, you don't want the hard water. So Aquarius can help you out. Guess what? Aquarius gets it. In August, what are we thinking of? We're thinking of a State Fair special. So right now, with all that's available to you, with Aquarius, how about this phenomenal deal on a new AC or heating system? 36 months, 0% finance, of course, based on credit approval. You need to be approved, and Aquarius is going to help you out with that purchase of a new AC and heating system with 36 months, 0% financing. Great deal. Track them down, AquariusHomeServices.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your Linda's Construction Time Check, 153. Time to upgrade with GAF hail-resistant roofing and save 75% on installation labor. Okay, Lindsay, continue with Am I Wrong?
Am I wrong? I got two to pick from. I'm gonna go with the shorter one. Am I wrong?
I think we're going to have time for two.
Well, great. That's great. Yep. Good thing I prepared for. Am I wrong for thinking that a place must be good if the bikers are gathering?
Okay. What type of place?
Barbecue place.
Okay, so
but just like in general, I think if bikers are at a place, it's a good time or they got good food.
Okay.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be there.
What if it's a furniture store?
Well, then I have more questions.
Okay. So we're talking just restaurants.
Yes.
I think you're wrong. I think you're... Now, are we talking motorcycle or just typical bikers?
Harley, Ducati, all of them.
No, I'm not saying that automatically if the bikers are there, the food is great. No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying if you're on a motorcycle that your palate makes Jason DeRusha jealous? Right?
Well, Jason has his own gang.
Yeah. I think if you see a lot of motorcycles there, it's convenient to where the group is going. And I'm saying comfort. I think if there's a lot of and also friendly to motorcycles, because some restaurants, a little picky, the parking lot, we don't want too much
it's an
there.
Inclusive environment. Welcoming all wheels.
Okay, so if it's friendly, sure. But I don't automatically think the food is rock solid. Okay, 651-461-9226. Where are the places in the state where if you go there, there's a strong likelihood you're going to see a lot of motorcycles? Do you have a place in town where you think of that?
I just know that if you head north on Highway 65, you're going to run into some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's...
If you just head outside the metro, we took Bass Lake Road to go out to Hanover, I think it was.
Yeah.
A lot of great spots for bikers.
Trying to escape that lousy town, New Hope.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
I assume.
No hope, as you said it.
Yeah, no hope. That's no Gold Valley, I can assure you that. Yeah, you're wrong on that one.
Wow.
But it depends on what makes it great. Because for some people, they don't care about the food. They just want comfort.
Mm-hmm.
They want something that's memorable. They want somebody who knows their name. They want a good place for a beer. They want a good place for whatever. I'm more often, how good is the food? And by the way, dive places can have great food too.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be just la-di-da.
I had some great french fries last night. Great french fries. And they were like twisted. It was something Boar. It was Boar out in Hanover. It was a barbecue.
Big Boar barbecue is a tremendous barbecue place.
Those french fries, I've never seen them in the shape that they were. It looked like they were spun in something. They were thin. Some of them were very.
You're going to one of the better barbecue places with all the great barbecue options they have, and you're raving about french fries?
Well, the pulled pork was amazing, but the french fries. I haven't had a good french fry in a long time. Most of the time, they're limp. They're limp noodles. I got to throw them back in the bag. They're the peasant fries.
Don't remind me of Adam in that manner. Yeah. Brisket, burnt ends.
I had some of those. Those were amazing.
Oh,
my goodness.
So good. All right. Squeeze it in here.
All right. Am I wrong for thinking that Tom Brady values supremacy over connection and that is a sad, unfulfilling life?
Oh, my God.
I love ripping Tom Brady.
How have you arrived at that?
Because he wrote a like an open letter or a commentary on his newsletter about Scottie Scheffler's comments ahead of the Open a couple weeks ago, yeah. where he was having a little bit of an existential crisis, which I obviously definitely I'm on the same wavelength yeah. for. And so Tom wrote this letter basically outlining how they shouldn't be mutually exclusive, that connection and family, the family is the one that helps you go in your career. He's not who I would take advice from in this case.
Oh, yeah. Tom's life has really been a struggle for Tom's life. He's dominated his profession.
Yep.
He's well-liked.
Mm-hmm.
He's handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He's not struggling for company. It's really not
yeah,
working
out
family,
for Tom. Where's his
family, Chad? Yeah.
Where's his family? You think it was worth losing the family to go for Tom. One more wild card game versus the Cowboys
he
that you lost?
He talks about his parents incessantly. I think you're getting Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers and Tom Brady.
No, they're two sides. They're in the same coin collection.
No,
they're in the same coin
no,
collection.
No, they're not. Hit the button.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.